Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are speaking with Sebastian Britz, the CEO of Diggity.io, a company which connects companies of all sizes with developers from all over the world to work on the projects together, matching the perfect candidates for project requirements using artificial intelligence. Mr. Britz, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all the details here. So for starters, how did the idea of Diggity.io arise? Where did the motivation and the inspiration come from?
Well, it's like actually we noticed that there is that it's very tough by now for companies, like for corporates, to find good software developers. So it has different reasons. On the one hand side, it can be because these companies are based in like rural areas, or it's like in like even in Silicon Valley or in metropolitan areas of like Berlin or Paris or whatever city, like all the big corporates, like the largest ones, they get the best developers because they pay them the most or give them even shares of the company. So for normal companies like SMEs, but also for some other corporates, it's really hard to compete here. So in general, it costs companies a lot of money and especially time to identify top talent. And in some areas, as I just said, it's almost impossible to find them. So this is the moment when Diggity.io came into play. We had a huge talent pool of the best developers and pre-vetted experts from all over the world through our community of hackers and founders, roughly about 230,000 talents. And by now, we obviously have a bit more after 2 years on the market, or 1.5 years by now. So it started actually with a funny story. I met Rodrigo, one of my two partners at Diggity, at an event in a bar in Berlin. I did a quick joke, and he was the only guy actually laughing. So we became close friends and business partners very quickly. Rodrigo and I had found out immediately that we had a similar history and mindset, except that he's from Argentina and I'm from Germany. We both had a very entrepreneurial mindset with an interest in tech and an impact investment. And also Stefan, my second partner at Diggity.io, I met him a couple of years before, and we worked together on a different venture. And by the way, he's actually the guy who developed the platform as former CTO at Diggity.io. Right now, he's our new COO or CDO. So for us, it was always clear that we have to build a product which creates more value to companies and for talent. So the idea for a smart platform was born by actually integrating an artificial intelligence which helps to step up the evolution of the workplace, creating an environment in which machines and algorithms support decision-making processes and in turn enhance people's productivity. So besides of the technology and the business idea, it was also very important for us to give people access to work regardless of their origin, religion, or gender. And a bias-free recruiting policy became a big part of our corporate identity. So all this and much more is now happening at Diggity, thanks to my entire team and, of course, also to our great advisory board, which is mixed up by former CEOs and directors of corporates, but also we have a scientific advisor who is a professor at Oxford University. He actually is helping us with our artificial intelligence.
Certainly some fabulous background information there and exciting stuff as well. Now, if you would, get into and tell us more about Diggity.io and how does it actually work?
Okay. Well, it's never really easy to explain like a complex tech-related solution, but let me try to explain you our software workbench as part of our ecosystem and platform in some simple words. So our platform pretty much connects pre-vetted talent from all over the world with software development and design projects of companies. So it's very easy for clients to upload their requirements to our platform on our website. And on the other hand, developers can apply directly via our website. But each developer who works on our platform has to go through a complex onboarding process before being allowed to work on projects, which are uploaded on our platform by our clients. So not only the hard skills will be tested, but also the soft skills. So we really want to make sure that we only have the best developers for our clients. So the matching of the project with the developer or designer is actually made by an artificial intelligence. So it's very fast. Within minutes, you have an entire team on your project, and it's reliable. So the developer with a skill set which fits best to the project will be matched with the project. This is actually a win-win situation for both sides. When experts choose the project they are really interested in, and clients get highly skilled and extremely motivated workers for their projects. So that's actually how it works in a very simple way, I guess.
And thanks for getting into some of the details on how Diggity.io works. Now, what happens after the client and expert are matched? How do they communicate with each other at that point?
Good question. So it's like, since we match the project with the talent and not the client with the developer, the communication happens between our highly experienced project managers in-house. They lead the project from the beginning to the end. So our senior project managers are orchestrating the entire software development process between our client and our talent. He's communicating with the talent and the client only. This helps us to avoid any kind of misunderstandings, because our project managers natively speak the client's language, and in the same time, developers do not need to speak any other language except English. Since our project manager takes care of everything, the client only needs to upload his requirements regarding the project. After this, we can pretty much lean back and follow the process by communicating with our project manager directly. So at the end, there are two contract partners, that's Diggity.io and the client. The client has no contract with the developer itself. And that's how the communication works and the entire process now.
And thanks for those further details. Today, we're joined by Sebastian Britz, CEO of Diggity.io, a company which connects companies of all sizes with developers from all over the world to work on the projects together, matching the perfect candidates for project requirements using AI here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, everyone's concerned about security and safety. Is it safe to use Diggity.io services?
Yeah, well, it's a very important question, actually, and I'm glad you asked me about it. Yes, our solution is very safe. Our experts receive only encrypted tasks only. So since we do so, we are the only platform who can actually 100% secure the intellectual property of our clients or of clients itself. And clients do not need to be worried about the quality of the product they receive, because each solution they receive is ISO certified and has gone through an extensive testing cycle and quality controls before handing it over.
And thanks for officially verifying that it is safe to use Diggity.io services. Thanks for that. Now, lastly, and as we conclude, what is Diggity.io's vision? Talk to us about that as we wrap things up here.
Well, I mean, we are creating an innovative ecosystem of synergistic products and solutions in the software development, education, legal, and SaaS spaces that serve as an end-to-end solution for companies. So we are really strongly believe in sustainable behaviors, communities, as well as gender and cross-border equality in the workplace. So we strive to promote free education and inclusive work practices while becoming the largest workforce marketplace in the world. So furthermore, like by now, our matching platform is already very much desired also by other founders and companies who want to use our platform to roll out their products. Therefore, we also see us as an infrastructure provider. The advantages are actually kind of clear. Companies or founders can roll out their product really easily, really quickly, and really cheap. Because, like you can imagine, developing a platform like ours is very cost and time intensive. So all these founders can actually be really quickly on the market and can be competitive on the from the beginning on. And besides that, we also support our network members, because if you are like new on the market and you just start your business, it's always hard to find clients or to do proper marketing. And that's all what we help with our network at the end. And Yeah, and then our big vision at the end is to automate the entire software development process by using our artificial intelligence. And what makes us also very interesting for now, like for investors, but also for our clients and partners, is that we are going to automate the entire project management. And I think that's very valuable to many of our clients. Even we are not that far yet, but we are, will be there very soon. So that's our vision. And thank you very much for listening to me. And I hope you enjoyed learning more about Digity.io.
You're more than welcome, Sebastian. Really good to have had you on behalf of Digity.io, and we really appreciate what you're offering in the space as well. I actually had one more question, if you don't mind, before you go, as we have a lot of entrepreneurs tuning in. What's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs or someone with a business idea who doesn't know what to do next? So what would you say to that type of a person?
Sure. Well, it's like, I think the most important thing is that you stick to your idea and that you have to be aware that it's like not a sprint, but like a marathon. So it takes a long time until your company becomes very successful. And at the beginning, it's sometimes that people try to tell you, okay, your solution is maybe not the best or whatever, but that's okay. And I think a negative feedback is sometimes more helpful than positive. But you just have to stick to it. And maybe you have to see and get feedback as much as you can to get to make your product better at the end of the day. So, and I think that's very, very important. And of course, stay motivated. And that's pretty much what I would recommend.
And thanks for those concluding remarks and advice. Really appreciate that, Mr. Britz. Again, folks, it is Digity.io. Mr. Britz, thanks so much for joining us here today, coming to us from Paris on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Again, we've been speaking with Sebastian Britz, the CEO of Digity.io, a company which connects companies of all sizes with developers from all over the world to work on projects together, matching the perfect candidates for project requirements using AI. And again, your source of information is Digity.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.